Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bobby Moore and Sir Jeff Hurst. The Trailer Booking and Billy Bones. A Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate. We stick together in defeat. Proud of our history. West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is more than just a podcast.
Podcast.
Season 10, episode 28. The old gang are back in town again, and we're Champions League contenders. No Canning Town Len tonight. He's got a problem with his car. But the old gang has reformed. It's like the Beatles again. And let's start with John. Where are you? What are you doing?
Hello. I'm in my loft talking to you.
Ringo, better known as Shedman, where are you? What are you doing?
Ringo?
Yeah.
What's Ringo?
Follow one of the Beatles. The old gang.
Yeah. Well, get that. Well,
so, Sean, that makes you Paul.
No, I was going to make you Paul. Who am I then?
Well, I'm John. I thought I'd be George. John would be John.
Oh, yeah, of course you'll be George. I'm Paul. Of course I'm Paul. Yeah, of course, George. I was going to be George. But of course, it would make more sense for you to be George. I didn't think this through, did I, George?
No, that's a surprise.
Ringo, where are you? What are you doing?
Well, I was in my shed, but I got kicked out.
Who'd you get kicked out by?
Well, my son. I put the heater on nice and warm, and then he's in there watching play. Oh, I don't know what he's doing.
Well,
playing.
What is he watching? What do young people watch nowadays? Eh?
In Japanese stuff, mate. I don't.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah. The way they blur it all out and everything else. It's a bit weird. If you're going to watch that kind of stuff, don't blur it out. It's funny, everybody knows what I'm talking about on this podcast.
It's not that. He watches that anime stuff, so it's...
Oh, that's even worse. I know it's got... I don't know what the word is. Does anyone know what the word with an H begins?
Hentai.
No, it's got another word. Anyway, welcome.
Is it?
Welcome. And finally, George.
I'm here. Surprise.
Which makes me Paul.
I am recording a podcast with you in my front room.
Excellent. Well, fourth place. We're still fourth place, aren't we?
We are. For a while. Well, for now.
Top team in London, in the Premier League. Above Liverpool. Now. Right, which is not in London, above Chelsea, above Arsenal, above Spurs. We are top of the London pyramid. We're in a Champions League place. We've got 6 wins out of 6. Can life get any better?
Yeah.
I'm being philosophical. Well, let's start with you, John, because we've got 2 games to discuss tonight. So out of our 6 games in January, let's discuss 2 of them.
Okay.
The first one being, I've got to remember now, Doncaster Rovers. Oh, there's just so many wins. It must be what it's been like to be a Man City or a Man U fan, where you just win so many games, you forget which ones you've won. Doncaster, 4-0 to the Hammers.
Yeah.
at the London Stadium. Discuss.
Well, I'm sure I settled down to watch it with like everyone else and was really surprised at how professional approach and how good we looked. And I know it was only Doncaster. Apologies to Doncaster. But, you know, we do time and time again struggle against teams like that. And to see us in so much control.
As we did with Stockport. Yeah, I know it was a muddy pitch.
The pitch had and the conditions levelled that out slightly. But, yeah, it was just, it was quite incredible watch, I think. It was pretty much
refreshing, you know, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like the reserve players as such, with a mixture of your Suchets and your Fornals in there.
Yeah. But Fornal scored in 90 seconds.
Yeah, what, he did. What,
who else set that other record? Have you been paying attention?
No,
John.
I haven't, no.
I will move this over. You can ask a friend. Ask George. I know George will know. Go on, George. Do you know why? Who else scored in 90 seconds? The first player Fornals to do in 90
seconds. Prosecco.
You are correct. What game was that?
Manchester United.
Double points. Well done, George. all right. You're paying attention. I was going to come to Nigel. I know Eddie wouldn't know it, but well done, George. John, so 4 hours in 90 seconds. Yarmolenko on 32 seconds.
What a finish. What a finish by Yarmolenko.
Yeah, you know, great.
It was the whole thing.
Played as a striker, I think, and that's what Moyes said. I thought he was playing up front, but as you said, 4-3-3. Which I don't think it was, but you keep on insisting on it.
Was it not, Sean?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. You keep on. You just try and throw me off the scent, don't you? It's a conspiracy by you three. I'll go on something else and talk about it or write about it and say it was a 4-3-3 and I look like an idiot. Is that your plan?
Did you not write it anyway? No.
I just thought they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you're learning. You're learning. Yeah. But no, yeah. So, yeah, it was just, you know, take into account it was Doncaster, but the whole thing was like a breath of fresh air to watch a game like that in a cup game and not be concerned at all. And just some of it was, you know, some of the flicks and passing and one touch and movement, and it was just a really, really good watch. I really enjoyed it.
Now, John, another point. You can redeem yourself now because your son has scored 2 points. You can score 2 points. We can score 3 points by naming the 3 debutants from the academy. Full names.
I will pass on that.
Really? you can't even name one?
I won't even have a guess.
You can name one.
George.
Go on, George.
Well, Nathan Trott was one of them.
He was. Yes, that's 1 point.
That was the one I thought you'd get, John.
The other two, go on. Off you go.
Dapo Afolayan.
Yeah, that's 2. Well done. Dapo.
And Baptiste.
Jamal Baptiste. Well done. You've got 5 points now.
Thank you,
well
Sean.
Well done. You're caning this quiz tonight. Nigel's going, I haven't been asked a single question. So,
he's going to come up in the next game.
Yeah. And obviously, Dapo scored as well. What a debut to make. And Anton Ferdinand said, John, you know, great to see 5 academy graduates on the pitch. So another 2 points, John. It's like a quiz tonight. Who were the other 2 academy graduates on the pitch at the time?
The graduates on the pitch? Oh, I don't know. What's his name on the left? The left back? I haven't got my head on tonight, Sean.
Ben Johnson.
Right, there's another point for George.
You can have that one. You can have that one. That's who he's thinking of.
Yeah, and
I didn't
realise
I was doing a quiz.
Nigel? No.
Nigel.
Sorry, say that again.
we've got 5. There were 5 graduates on the pitch. We've got the 3 new guys, and we've got Ben Johnson. Who was the 5th one?
Mark Noble.
Mark Noble. Well done. You've got a point. Well done. scored a point. Remind me, don't never have you on a quiz team if we ever do a West Ham quiz.
Well, just remind me. I've got a hell of a lot of stuff going on. My brain is frazzled.
So anything, thanks for taking part anyway. Anything else you want to say on the Doncaster game before we move on to George?
No, I think I've said enough, Sean. I think you have.
Yeah. I have. Georgie.
Surely I've said enough. I've got like 20 points or something.
You've got six. That's not exactly. You've got
I will echo John's sentiments, really. I think we were messaging at the time as well, saying similar things. It was refreshing to see us comfortably perform a hell of a lot better than the team we were facing from a lower league. I know they're only League One, aren't they? So they're not miles off. But it's, like John said, it's not every tournament or round that we play against teams like that we do turn up and play that way. And it was just nice to see.
And it was good to see we didn't have to use Mikel Antonio. So I'm going to ask you a question on the strikers. Obviously, he tried out Andrei Yarmolenko, who I think played as striker for Dynamo Kiev and maybe Ukraine up front. Dapo came on, obviously, and scored. And obviously we got Mipo. Waiting in the wings, who was out because he didn't train because he got
sounds like a kids' TV program, didn't it?
I know Mipo Dapo, which is great because I can't pronounce like their names anyway.
The U17 lineup from 20 years ago.
So the killer question, George, is: Do you think we've got enough in reserve without signing a backup striker from what you saw against Doncaster Rovers?
We again talked about this on the group. I think we have got enough if we need to have that enough.
all right, that's absolutely
true. I think ideally I'd like a backup striker that's a little bit more proven and perhaps a little bit more experienced. But if worse comes to worse and we have to settle for that, I don't think we're at the worst position we could be, put it that way.
More on that later. We might discuss Hang Hee Chan. I think I've got that right. I'll check later. Maybe Lee, actually. Nigel, is there anything left for you to discuss about Doncaster Rovers in the FA Cup? And was it a bad thing that we already knew the result to the fifth round?
Nigel?
Is he there?
Oh, Nigel.
He's gone.
Sorry, I muted myself because I was coughing.
That's all right.
I will then go back to what I was saying, which was we knew who we had in the fifth round before we played the third round.
Yeah.
So it was sort of a anti-climax then. But with the way we're playing now, it's something to really look forward to. There's a good chance of progression, twofold. One, the way we're playing, and two, Man United have got possibly bigger fish to fry, depending on how Solskjaer sees it, because they kickstart back into Europe competition, I think, just after the Cup game. So in regards to knowing who we had in the fifth round, I don't think it affected it. With the Doncaster game, before, I think on the Friday night, I was on Orange United with a Doncaster fan who waxed absolute lyrical, or it may have been just before the game, about how good Doncaster were. And he was quite a knowledgeable chap on Doncaster. He runs like a fan channel, a Doncaster. I think he's got probably less listeners than us, but still, never mind.
What's seven?
Well, yeah, it talked like that, like Yorkshire and Doncaster and Donny and stuff like that. But he got me and still like worried, you know, because we're listening to him and he's
still,
like,
he's still got the gift of the accent.
Yeah, I know, mate. Nailed it to a T.
So he
was comparing some of his players to like De Bruyne and people like that. And you think, is this going to be a tough game? And then we sit down to watch it, and 90 seconds later, you think, well, that's game over, isn't it? not being harsh on Doncaster, but in the Four Nails' opener was a great goal. And we just continued in that vein, which is, you know, I was wondering where the West Ham of early season had gone after the likes of the 3-0 win at Leicester, the 4-0 win over Wolves. We started the season well, scoring goals. Recently, we'd sort of gone to 1-0 wins. But now that seems to have been, for whatever reason, cured and fixed. We're back firing, scoring goals again. But looking so attacking and looking really well and very un-West Ham-like, not only do we look good going forward, but we do look rock steady at the back, he says, before we get onto the Crystal Palace game.
Mm. Does the FA Cup still matter? I know there was a controversial blog by someone saying that, you know, the big teams don't take it seriously and the magic's gone out.
I would argue that the person that wrote that blog knows nothing about the average fan themselves. Yeah, or possibly football and the way that fans perceive it, and has perhaps spent too long obnobbing with the bigwigs or people that run football, and you know, got his head in the journalism cloud, that he's blind to what the football fan in the street. Sure.
I would respond and say they weren't his views. He borrowed it off someone else.
Oh, so well,
he never said that. He put that out as his view. You know, it's all
did you read it? Did you read it?
Well, I read the beginning, Sean. And to be honest, I did read the beginning, yeah. And then it was like the usual guff that I think gets put out at times by you when you're just trying to be a bit...
Oh, we're talking about me, are we?
Well, we know it's you, don't we? Trying to be a bit controversial, if you think you're clever. And, articles like that highlight to me why you're very disliked by a section of the fan base. Because I could go off you if I had to read that a lot, to be fair.
Let's have a stat attack. West Ham had 20 shots, 11 on target. Woo. And Doncaster had 4-2 on target. We had 67% of possession, which meant they had just 33. We had double their passes. Our accuracy was 88%. So, job done. And as you say, absolute resounding. It was a joy to see. And I think I agree with you that Stockport County game, the pitch was awful, which sort of stifled us, but it was a very free-flowing game. I was very, like someone else said, I was very encouraged by Yarmolenko, and I think he could be the next midfielder-turned-striker. Let's move on to last night. Let's bring us right up to date.
Even though he played for his country up front.
Yeah. Yeah, even though he played for his country up front. Good point. Well made.
Cool story, bro.
Obviously, you're not going to be bothered to record on Monday. So we are doing two games tonight because last night was the Eagles, Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace. Three games to two. Let's go in reverse order. So this time, so let's start with you, Nigel. Palace domination.
It's a nightclub, isn't it? Where you hang about?
Not anymore. Not in lockdown.
All right. Obviously, not the best start, was it? Not that I witnessed it, because.
Yeah, you had to miss it.
I missed the first
Zaha always scores
15 minutes. Obviously, I've seen the goals and the start. So Palace get the start. Again, we could say un-West Ham-like. We're straight back in the game with Souček. Perhaps you could remind me of the goal. Was this the one that he headed in?
Yeah, Antonio cut it back just on the line.
And then I managed to tune in to see Creswell about to take a free kick. You think, wow, a shout out, blimey, it's 1-0 already. And then he curled a lovely ball in. obviously, I think someone said it looked like VAR were trying to find a way to disallow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were looking at handball, they were looking at offside. None were there. And so he squeezed it in. The goalkeeper should look at himself beaten at the near post like that. There was just enough room for the ball to go through, and Souček got it through. We go 2-1 up. But again, we're still on the front foot. 30 seconds after going 2-1 up, I turn around and Antonio's got the ball in it in the post.
Yeah. I mean, that second goal was on 25. That was 25, so you must have missed a bit more than 15 minutes.
I literally, that's when I turned on for the free kick. So,
let me ask you about something about Mr. Potato Salad and Rice. I wrote a story today, and you're going to poo-poo it, I wanted to find a reason to use the potato salad and rice picture from social media. And I said...
who called it Thomas, potato salad and rice? You?
Well, Rice did. No, right, he put it, but it's just typical Sean, just trying to get down with the kids, the teenagers on Twitter that have all this fun and all these...
It was on the Instagram, actually.
It was on Insta stuff.
Oh. It's just like, oh, Sean, come on.
So anyway, potato salad and rice is what Rice said. If rice is worth 100 million, and again, David Moyes says Bank of England money, what I said, then Thomas Souček, who's as a defensive midfielder, scored 7 goals this season, has got to be worth 100 million too. What's your valuation of Souček?
I don't value players because players, realistically, don't have a value. They're worth what a club is willing to pay for them.
Well, all right, what would a club be willing to pay for Thomas Souček?
I don't know.
The club who wants to buy him.
Oh, yeah. And if there's more than one club,
play the game, guys. Come on.
Play the game.
I don't play that game, Sean. You know I don't.
Ask the others.
How old is Souček?
27, isn't he? 25. Listen, you know you ain't going to get 100 million for Rice. You know, with our owners, I'd be surprised if they got 70 million.
They 25, Souček.
But with Souček, I suppose, I don't know.
I know we're a top four 50, club. Does he start turning heads of Man United, Chelsea?
We're a top four club today. Unless you're listening after, if you're listening after 10 o'clock tomorrow night, we're not a top four club anymore. Yeah. So depending on when you're listening.
Negative, Nigel.
It's not negative. It's a fact, isn't it? Tottenham and Liverpool play tomorrow, so one of them will go above us.
All right. Let's move on. Let's talk about another signing that has been magic, and that is Craig Dawson with one arguably put the game to bed with his magnificent header that he wanted more than anyone else.
Mm. Great header.
Signed Tarkowski for 35 million, yeah. Right? And we got this guy on loan for next to nothing with like a £2 million option to buy.
Which the people would have been heavily criticised for and everything else that goes with that. But then again, I'm not being funny. I wasn't enamoured with the Dawson signing. I wasn't one that slaughtered him. I wasn't one that was worried. He's sort of a steady.
It's uninspiring, wasn't it?
It's uninspiring. And also, it goes against what I'm still looking for, is for us to start signing younger players to actually prepare.
It might be trust, though. Yeah?
Well,
are you still anti-Moyes this week?
No.
Was it needs must?
I'm not anti-Moyes. Not in Moyes we trust, but I'll come in. Oh, yeah, don't mind me. Yeah, so you stand there and bark. Thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm being asked Dodsey to have a word with you about dog.
Yeah. All right, we know you're here now. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, will you shut up? Dear, will not listen.
Tell our listeners, what kind of dog is it? If you're going to have a dog on the podcast, at least introduce your dog.
It's Richie the Cockapoo.
It sounded like that. Bark. I know that sound.
Yeah, they're lovely dogs. Lovely dogs. Very needy, though. Won't leave you alone. Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning when they want to go out and they scratch your head till you wake up. But anyway,
okay.
Back to where I was. 3-2-1, back in the room. And I've totally forgot what I was talking about.
We were talking about Craig Dawson.
It was a great goal. It weren't a player thing. Oh, yeah, we're back to Moyes. Blah, 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 blah. Right, here we go. Now, we've got an average age, I think, is the oldest Premier League team in the season. 28 and a half average age of the team.
Is that true?
Well, that is the true average age. We've got, no, the oldest.
We've got the oldest average age in the Premier League. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, I watched the highlights at lunchtime today on Match of the Day. And that, who's that? Scott, is it? The girl on there? Whatever she was doing. That
Scott, yeah.
After, she said they've got a really young, hungry team.
Ooh.
So, West Ham.
Oh, I hope you're not having a little pop against female commentators there, John.
No, I just took her. I took her for her word. I don't know if we were. Surprised to hear.
Let's go through it quickly. Yeah, Fabianski 35, Dawson 30, Ogbonna 32, Creswell 32.
Yeah,
left back Kufau 28. We're moving in the middle. Rice is young.
Creswell 32, is he?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh.
So we've got Souček and Rice in the middle, but then when you bring Noble on, that ups that. Benrahma is, what's Benrahma, 23, 24? Antonio is our
old. Benrahma 28?
No, he's not 28. He's 25, I think, as well.
Antonio's about 32, 30, 31, 32.
Yeah.
Sean, do you not know the answer to this?
Which one?
Do we not have the average age of the squad?
I haven't looked it up. Antonio's
a story for you, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm interested. I probably will run it.
Well, no, but if you look at it, and therefore what you got to do is you got to look forward like 4 or 5 years. I mean, 4 or 5
years'
time.
Who do I owe 0.65 of a pence to?
Well, it depends how many stories you get out of it, Sean.
Yeah, probably two, let's be honest.
Well, that's 13p then. So... if you look at the back line in 4 or 5 years' time, you'd be lucky to find any of them playing.
That's why we've got, you know, that's why we've got Diop ready, and that's why Diop's not going. You know, the manager said you need experience at the back, centre back, and Diop is for the future. You're right, and Ogbonna, who had a really good game last night, obviously has not only got a couple more years in him, and Craig Dawson.
I mean, my criticism of it is not so much about the team that they've got, but even to the fact is Jesse Lingard is, what, 27, 28 now. So if it's a loan with an option to buy, the problem for me is Golden Sullivan, since they've bought the club, have only ever bought for the here and now. And the problem with buying for And the problem with buying for the year and now
David Moyes, we're going to come to this later, has complete control over transfers.
All right, well, the problem with buying for the here and now is that it only services the here and now, and it kicks it down the can, and you end up with possibly 2 or 3 years' time, disjointed squad looking at relegation again. West Ham have not built a team to last, like Leicester did, to last 3, 4, 5, 6 years. They've built a team to last this season.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Stat attack. West Ham had 17 shots, 7 on target, with 45% possession away from home. Crystal Palace, the Eagles, had 6 shots, 3 on target, 2 went in, with 55% possession. John, what have you got to add? Was it a comfortable watch last night?
I thought you were going in order, so it's George next.
Oh, you're right. It is right. Yeah. You're George. George, was it a comfortable watch?
It was a weird one. Obviously, we didn't start well, but I thought we controlled the game. I didn't particularly feel that Palace were ever going to win the game. I did, for a while, whilst we kept missing chances, think that Palace could get back into the game and nick a draw. Obviously, they scored late on, but it was too late. So I wouldn't say it was a completely comfortable watch. I enjoyed the watch, and I was surprised at how well we performed. You know, we're consistently looking like the better team in almost every game we play. And I didn't particularly feel under threat at any time. The threat to me last night was more our inability to finish than Palace threatening us.
Who was your man of match, excluding Souček?
Excluding Souček?
It's too obvious.
Well, if he's man of the match, he's man of the match.
He's scored two goals.
Well, it's like, you know, you can bet on a horse excluding the favourite. I'm making the rules up as I go along.
I thought Four Nails had a good game. I thought Benrahma had a good game. Bowen was a bit quiet, wasn't he?
He was. He was immense, but he was quite a quiet game. And he kept up his record by being substituted off again, of course. Most substituted player. I mean, that's part of my question, maybe, to you. You know, you picked up Fornells and Benrahma. You know, there's talk of Jesse Lingard, and we're going to talk about that later. But where does Jesse Lingard fit into the team that played last night, George, if Fornells is on form like he is, and Benrahma had one of his best games in a West Ham shirt? Where do you fit Jesse Lingard into that team? Who'd you drop?
I think he's just another option.
So he's on the bench, is he? Into the team last night?
To start with, I think he's on the bench. And then he'll get his chance, and if he takes it, you know, it's whoever he...
Who do you replace? Go on, I'm going to be harsh. Who do you drop?
It's going to be Benrahma or Fornals, isn't it? I don't think Bowen will ever be dropped, because he is a threat down that side. If I had to pick, I'd probably say Fornals, because for me, he isn't consistently performing.
He was unlucky not to score.
He works hard.
I mean, obviously, he scored against Doncaster. He was unlucky to not score last night, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, he had a really good chance that he missed.
Maybe. But then, yeah, there you go. Point proven. He doesn't finish.
Yeah. Anything else to say about the game, George?
Just that I hope Antonio's got his shooting boots on for the game at the weekend, because he missed a lot of chances, and I think he made fun of himself after the game as well.
He hit the post twice.
He did.
And I think there was another two clear-cut chances where he didn't finish. To be fair to him, I did the ratings last night for Claren Hume, and I gave him 8, because I said he did everything. I mean, he gave assist. His power and hold-up play was brilliant, but he didn't score a goal, and that's what he's there for. He didn't finish. Whether he was unlucky, but it was good that they came from other people, really, including Mr. Potato Salad. Anything else before we move on to your father?
No, that's it.
Grandad John?
Yes.
Grandpa. Is it Grandpa? What are you? Which one are you?
Whatever. I really don't mind. Granddad is fine. Yes.
All right. Granddad. Okay. Eagles. Well,
the Eagles. The Mighty Eagles.
Mighty Eagles.
Stripey Nigels, as they're often called.
Very much so.
Did you fancy the win beforehand?
It's a funny team. Palace for us, isn't he? We do get these games where we give them a good old sort of turning over. They also can really push us at times. We quite often get a draw where they'll equalise right at the death or something. I remember a few times where, you know, we could kept the win and then Zaha squeezes a goal in with about 2 minutes to go. But I'm starting to feel like we can beat anyone, and that's an unusual feeling, isn't it, as a West Ham fan? So I was very hopeful of a win. I funnily didn't think it was the end of the world when we went one goal down early on.
I sort of thought, you know, if you're going to concede a goal, 3 minutes is a good time to concede one, really. And
to be fair, not long after that we kind of dominated the game and kept control of it.
They didn't
really
know they're special. I mean, there seems to be something that whenever, same with Everton, and I try and be, you know, West Ham are good, but sometimes I sort of end up saying, because, you know, you end up like, this is a West Ham game. We didn't really turn up, you know. Crystal Palace weren't really at the races. Benteke really didn't look anything special. Zaha, apart from that one goal, didn't have a great game.
Throwing his toys out of the pram a few times. Stupid.
And Batshuayi was very lucky to get that goal at the end. I think we just switched off. I mean, and it was, we knew, even though that goal went in, you know, what I mean, literally they went to the centre spot and it blew up for full time. So well, even, you know, people going, not. Oh, I panicked when it went 3-2. It wasn't quite, they never had a chance, have another chance, did they?
Even Hodgson said after the game that, you know, West Ham looked like a different level. He actually said that. He actually said they were much better.
So let's talk about it. It's strange.
It's a strange. This whole scenario going on at the minute is, you know, not West Ham. You say? Yeah.
The bits I saw in the pictures, I don't know if we shared them on the group, but, you know, the camaraderie, the team spirit. I spoke to someone at the club today who said, you know, you've got to see it in the dressing room. You know, the joy, the togetherness, the bonding that is going on in this team is something they've not witnessed in a long time. And it just means so much to them. And you could see that with the TV footage when they won and the look on Suchek's face and Rice's face. You know, you can just feel the joy and the camaraderie of a team bonding and just that real confidence. And, you know, for me, you know, 6 wins in 6, you know, David Moyes said at a press conference about 2 weeks ago, was asked about transfers. And he said, I'm not focusing on transfers. I've got 4 games to win this month. And that I'm not bothering focusing on transfers. I'm focusing about winning the next 4 games. And do you know what? He bloody well did it. He won those 4 games. This was obviously at the beginning of January when we'd already won the first 2 games. Well done, David Moyes. And I wrote an article this morning saying if he doesn't win
Ka-ching.
Manager, Premier League manager of the month for winning 6 games out of 6 and going top 4, something is very, very wrong with this competition and its fix. He was nominated in November when he had a 100% record in November. He lost out to Jose Mourinho. If he doesn't win it for the January, then I'm done with manager of the month. I'm never voting in ever again.
Is it a vote? Do we vote? I don't even know. It was a fan vote.
Yeah, you can vote. It's a public vote.
Well, then
this is
why.
The problem, you know.
Yeah, well, that'd be why then.
Well, it's a public vote, and I think it takes some players and some other bits. So, John, let me just finish with the manager. I gave him 11 out of 10. How long a contract would you give him based on his performance in January, or would you?
You're David
Sullivan.
I would. For both of them, I don't see why they couldn't just agree a 1-year rolling.
Oh, really?
Give them both, you know, Moyes needs to get control, doesn't he? He needs to stamp authority. And it strikes me that in some cases he is, in some things he's not. And I know he's spoken a lot about now trying to build the club up properly and build the club and scouting and all this. So I would talk down them lines. So then, if Sullivan tries to cross him, he can walk away. You know,
George.
Hello.
Contract. How long?
I think the club should give him whatever he wants. Personally, whether that is as John suggested,
it's a little bit of get out there. I'm asking what you would give him.
Oh, is it? Sorry, I didn't know that was a question.
Yeah. What? You're David Sullivan. All right, David.
Hello.
All right.
how big a contract are you going to show? What faith would you show in him? Your dad says 1 year rolling. Interesting.
You be David Moyes, I'll be David Sullivan.
Yeah, all right. Give us a contract, David.
How long do you want?
15 years.
Yeah, done.
You'd be making a very bad chair. Just gave me a 15-year contract.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm 10 grand a year.
Three wages, didn't we?
Voice of reason, Nigel. David Moyes, how long would you give him?
I would give him 2 years.
Well, that's the magic answer, because I think that's exactly the... contract he's going to be awarded.
Well, it's possibly down to the fact that's the MO used by Sullivan when giving out managers.
2-year contract with an option for a 3rd year. So
does that take us to the 20? Was it 23?
Oh, don't start. No, don't start.
Is it 23 when they can sell the club?
It does, yeah.
Exactly. Well,
no, they can sell the club at any time.
Yeah.
It's penalty free.
Yeah, they can count. They can take all the money when it's 23, yeah. So yeah.
Anyway,
that's about right.
Transfer.
That's not the rap, John. No, you're just being very cynical there.
All right. Yeah. Shall we do a transfer update?
Well, we don't have much choice. You're running the show.
It's a transfer update. We have actually. We've signed our second player of January today.
Here we go.
Who's the first? Signed,
Frederick Aus or Aves.
Oh, the centre-back missing.
The Danish one. Did you not know?
No.
We paid about £1.2 million from
forget
what the Danish club is. He's been on the bench. Oh, he's a good centre back.
Is he? Have you seen him play?
Yeah. Well, he's a gamble. I've been told he's a gamble. I haven't seen him play. No, George. Good point. Fair mate. Cool story, bro. no,
is this becoming your standard answer for when you get called out on the shit you say?
So yeah, we've signed Saeed Barama from Brentford. So I can't say his name. Barama. We've signed him. It's done and dusted. It hasn't been announced. If it hasn't been announced by the time the podcast, it will come out.
It was on Sky Sports News before I came on.
Yeah, but it hasn't been announced on the club, is what I mean, officially.
Oh, well, it's in Sky Sports News as official. So,
I just sent it on the WhatsApp group because it's saying that he's done and now West Ham are in talks with
Wayne. So what we did, we paid £4.25 million loan fee. We've now paid, or we've agreed to pay another £21.75 million to make it a £25 million fee for a five-year deal. We're going to pay over 5 years to Brentford. I don't know whether we're actually paying them any money up front or whether we're paying in the summer. Probably, if I know Sullivan, it will be in the summer. So it didn't really make a lot of difference to us because he failed a problem to do with his blood in the medical. As long as he passed that, he was rescreened and he came out okay. Then we always had an obligation to buy. And David Moyes said so much in his presser last night, you know, we're always going to buy him, whether we buy him now and make it permanent or in the summer, it doesn't make any difference to me. So we've now freed up a domestic loan. Josh King could be a loan. You never know. But obviously, the talk, and it is, I can confirm it, we are in talks with Jesse Lingard. I know a lot of people have said it's done. It's not. As we speak today, Monday, 10 minutes to 7, it's not done. Manchester United have asked for a massive fee, a seven-figure fee. I don't know the actual number, for a loan fee to have him. I think he's on about 75 grand a week. Moyes does want him. We'll see. I think my gut feel it will get over the line, but I think there's a lot of haggling with agents and Man United before it goes. Like I said earlier, I don't really know where he's going to fit in without dropping Fornals or Benrahma, but I guess if we're going to be in Europe and Champions League, then we need a big squad.
What's his contract situation, man? Sure.
He's only got another year left. Sorry, what was that, George?
Well, you said if we're in the Champions League, we need more players.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe, alone, we'll go.
Maybe there's an option to buy, but he's only got a year left anyway, and maybe that's the reason there's a big loan fee. As for, you know, there's been talk about this left back from Red Bull Leipzig. I forget his name.
Leipzig.
What's his name? His name is... He came from Nottingham Forest. Bonswell.
Lefty backy.
Yeah, the left back. So I know someone who spoke to the agent and said, no, he's not coming to West Ham. So I don't think that one's happening. But I think there is a bit of mileage in this. And Sky reporting it tonight, saying West Ham are in talks over a loan for the South Korean international striker called Hwang Hee-chan.
Sounds Spanish.
I probably pronounced that wrong. I know the owners have always wanted a South Korean because they think it would allow them to expand the brand into Asia Pacific. And you know, there's a lot of football fanatics. Look what it's done. Look what it's done for Spurs with Song. You know, Son has sold a lot of shirts in South Korea. Not that it's all about selling shirts.
Yeah, Song has done very well and scored a lot of goals.
He has. But look, this guy has been tipped as the replacement. Apparently, he's pacey. He's not quite got the physique of
Can
Antonio,
he whip it in?
He can whip it in, yeah. But he's been tipped as the replacement for Timo Werner.
From Ireland.
The Irishman that plays.
Timo Werner.
Plays for Chelsea now.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, dear.
Who knows? But look, here's my last update. I'll tell you my last update. You won't like this. But I was told that the manager is very happy with his squad and is not fussed about not having a backup striker. The club would like to have an insurance policy by putting a backup striker, but it will be the manager's decision. So the manager has got the full backing of the board to get a lone striker in from abroad, but it's up to him. And David Moyes has clearly said, I'm only going to do it if I can add quality. So this might go down to transfer deadline day. I think this South Korean will get a work permit based on his international appearances, and who knows?
I thought you were all over Twitter saying he wouldn't.
Well, he wouldn't because I didn't. I got told by an agent.
I thought because of Brexit, he wouldn't get a permit.
Yeah, well, Brexit has.
Then I made a good point. Well said. I'm
saying. So Brexit and rules changed. Hang on, but there is something on this. So come reel it back, George. John. Brexit. They changed the rules for all signings on the 1st January after Brexit. And now there's a point system. You have to get 18 points, so it's not always automatic. So it came in at the same time as Brexit, but it includes non-European signings as well. And it means you have to
point him.
You get points. So for international appearance, you get 3 points. You get international. You get more points for how many games you play for your team. And he hasn't played a lot for his team because he's been injured. He's had COVID. You get points for where you're, what league you're in and whether it's one of the top leagues. You also get points for where your club is in the position of the table. So all that into account
sounds like he would get a permit.
He would get it, yeah. He would. When I reviewed it, he does. He scrapes through, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. I've never seen or anything about him.
I think Jesse Lingard probably will come in unless Man United just refuse the deal. I think it's only a 50-50 whether we get a lone striker in or not. I don't think it's a done deal. I think Moyes is very wary of the decision he made with Hugo. He doesn't want to make a mistake again, leave it alone. He doesn't want to bring a player in that he just won't play because he doesn't think he's got the quality.
Does make you wonder, though, how they're thinking. And I know, Nigel, you disagree with something like that. But when you've got someone out there like Diego Costa, who's proven he's got another year or two left in him, and you'd have to pay him 200 grand a week, probably getting for nothing.
Yeah, but it's 200 grand a week. You'd have to break, you know.
You'd get him for nothing.
Yeah, but it causes such a problem. The problem is, John, lots of people have contracts. The best players at West Ham have contracts of what's called a parity contract, which means if you break the ceiling, then they must have parity. So people...
Do they really?
They do, yeah. It's a common... True story, bro.
Well, then you would get over that somehow. You would pay him £1 million signing on fee and give him 100 grand a week. He could be the difference between us finishing ninth and us finishing fifth or sixth, or even
he's about 36, isn't he?
No, I think he's 32, 33, and he'll
is he? Or 30, is that what he is?
But he's proven. And he's not,
but you might as well bring back.
You know, it just makes you wonder whether they, you know, if they're not going to sign anyone, which is down to them as well. Because
down to David Moyes, actually, I've been told you're right. He's 32, Diego Costa. I thought he was older.
Yeah.
What I'm being told by senior sources, the manager's in charge. I'll back the manager. I think he could have a backup, but it's his decision. And I think if that's true, that's a refreshing change. He's in charge.
Yeah, no, exactly. And if he decides to play Yarmolenko up front and rely on that, then that's it, isn't it? But it does make you think that if they were to just have a punt on something at this stage, just to push us up.
I mean, if I was in David Moyes, what's he got to lose? You know, it's not his money. If he alone, you know.
Anyway, the theory that you only get rubbish, or you only get panics in January.
Yeah, true.
And generally, we operate in the January September transfer bar
with his dodgy knees.
And Jared Bowen, he's a mention.
And Suchet come in January.
Yeah, but generally,
Suchet came in January. You just ruined your own argument.
What I'm saying is generally, we only operate in the January transfer market. The reason why we spent big money on Suchet and Bowen was because we were in the shit. Well, actually, we're not this year. So while I agree that we could do with having let Haller go, that's why I think we need a striker to come in. Because we let Haller go. So while I agree we need a player to come in, even if it was just for the rest of the season alone, I don't think we've got Mippo and
Dapo. Yeah, Dapo and Mippo.
Well, yeah, I sound like a couple of clowns. But anyway, I don't think that we are desperately in need of players. Even if we have a bad injury problem, yeah, look, we ain't going down.
No, but that's the thing, isn't it? But we are within touching distance of the top four, really.
And this is the thing where I do struggle. I think too many people get carried
touching
away.
The cloth, or is that something else, John?
They look at everything else. And, you know, if people get the games in hand, I look at the amount of points we've got on the board rather than league position. Yes, we're touching top four, but it don't mean that just because we're touching it that we should go out and get players in to see if we can get there. We're rather hold up till the summer.
And if you got someone in who you pretty much sure could get you 6 or 7 goals, 10 goals, like a proven, like a Costa or something.
I can see but you must be able to get him on a loan or a short-term contract.
He's on a free. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't see the need to go out and get, you know, these South Koreans or whatever.
I mean, Diogo Costa, you would play him instead of what?
Mikel Antonio? Yeah. You wouldn't be so reliant on Antonio.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving on. Any other business before we move on to question time?
No. All good, bro.
Still, thanks for the. We had a little mention from Hammers United. Still, no announcement on their survey. I'm going to continue to press them to reveal how many people filled the survey in and when it's going to be announced. But I'll be writing to them this week. I think it's time for this. Yeah. It's Facebook Twitter question time, where you, the 8 listeners, get to ask the 4 podcasters questions. If Nigel remembered to ask a question, that is, and if he's opened Facebook in time to find the questions without his dog Cockapoo snapping at his heels. Nigel.
Recording tonight a top 4 podcast with the top 4 presenters. I did write that because I thought Len was going to be here. Because I then put in brackets Sean as well. So what are your top 4 West Ham moments you have seen? Len's piped up anyway later. He says, Adam Levitt says, very upset with Sean the other day. How can you say, one, that they said with no fans they will make the same money? And the other thing is Chelsea frozen their season ticket for the last 5 years. putting the prices up as a load of toff, and Leicester City are a club to do it, Sean.
Well, sorry, what have I said and what have I done?
I think this was in the podcast we did last Wednesday.
Well, you cut us short because you didn't like what we were saying.
I didn't cut you short. I listened intently what you had to say, and I gave my passionate view at the end.
But what you didn't do was actually give a review of their time at the club. You just did a timeline of what had happened. You didn't give a review of actually what they've achieved or haven't achieved.
I think I was pretty honest of where they failed. We're a football club, and I talked about appointment of management, which is the most important thing they do. I talked about the stadium migration. Anyway, we digress.
Well, anyway, he also points out, which you did say, that generally it was older people that were GSB out, and Adam is 23, and he is definitely GSB out.
Ah, but he's a son of an older person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go away, Sean. Anyway, good luck to you, Adam.
Adam.
He does say at the end, keep up the great podcast. Maid Marian is happy birthday to Sean for Monday, blah, blah, blah. As a present, did he get a temporary directorship from Rita so he could tend the game?
No, that would have been on Company's House. But no. Okay.
So as it's his birthday, what's your favourite cake? It then goes on to say quickly, I'm assuming from Len's drawing, Nigel's his lardy cake. And Belinda Cacatis would be a Greek honey cake. But what about the rest of you? What's your favourite cakes?
Oh, I'm a good old-fashioned Victoria sponge fan.
I like a lemon drizzle myself.
Lemon drizzle.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Sean?
Nigel?
What's my favourite cake? I'm trying to think. I don't mind like
Eccles cake. Block
Forest Gatto.
All right.
Is that a cake?
Description.
It's a gatto.
I like. See, I don't know if it's a tart or not. I like a chocolate tart.
Tart is not French for tart, is it not?
I would probably go for a salted caramel cheesecake.
That's a cheesecake. Oh, yeah, that's a cake.
Yeah. A carrot cake. That's my favourite.
Really?
Yeah, that is actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
I do like a cake.
Yeah. Well, so does Sean, as we can see.
It's only good gear.
Yeah.
Very good gear.
How is your diet going, Sean?
It's going all right, actually. Yeah, I'm eating Mindful Chef, I've plugged it enough. And
discount or something?
I've had, I'm working on it. And I've had a dry January.
Well,
I've not drunk any alcohol No alcohol has touched my lips in January. So, yeah.
How much you lost?
Do you know what? I've sort of set myself that I'm not going to weigh myself to the end of January. So I'll tell you next week.
Woohoo!
The big weigh-in. We'll have
in the red corner. Weigh-in!
Apologies to Sean's mate Nomsky, Marion continues. Although strictly not a pie, yes, I agree, your homemade pasties surpass even the pies Nigel sell. He's got a question for Jord.
Nope.
Naturally, I think it's American football because he says Brady or Mahomes.
Well, as a Packers fan slash follower,
you were upset then.
I was. It wasn't good. It was terrible.
Bad last play.
It was like watching West Ham of old, just making bad decisions. I'm going to go for. I don't like Mahomes. I think if Brady does win the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, he's got to be regarded, if he isn't already regarded as the best to ever play the game in that position. To go from the Patriots, making them as good as he did for so long, to move to a team that wasn't really in Super Bowl contention and take him to Super Bowl in the first year of being there. Fair play to him. So I'm going to go for Brady.
When's Super Bowl, George?
Not next weekend, weekend after.
Yeah, if Brady can take the Bucks to win the Super Bowl, I think he's the greatest quarterback that I've got knowledge of, and mine are probably limited to America. Phil Sims, go back in the 80s, New York Giants. I can't even remember who the Chicago Bears quarterback was.
For the non-NFL fans amongst us, it's like, what's it like? It's like club legend. So, say, Wayne Rooney, no, that's a bad example. Mark Noble leaving West Ham and being really, really good, a lot better than he actually is, and West Ham being the best, and moving to a championship team and winning the FA Cup with them, pretty much single-handedly.
That's good, yeah?
That is good, yeah. I mean, that's a bad example. I'd be better off saying someone else.
Good, yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Next up's Dave Trevitt, my old mate. Evening, Dave. He says, evening all. Hope you're good, well. Another amazing week in the world of West Ham. Top 4 moments. He's got 45 years. This is a big ass. Cup final 1980. He did a cameo goal against Wimbledon. An obscure one away 81 where Trevor Brooklyn curled one in from 20 yards in the first minute, though we did lose 4-1. And lastly, the Villa Park semi-final against Forest. Then, of course, this last week has been so good. We look a good side under Moisey. Ben Rama stepping up and Mickey Antonio looking the nuts again. Brady can stay till the weekend, then out, he says.
Which Brady are we talking about?
I think that was Karen Brady.
Super Bowl Brady or Karen?
I think that was.
Because when we say Brady out, are we still talking about Karen or are we talking about?
It's always Karen.
Okay, fine.
And, yeah.
Because it could be confusing.
No, it's not.
Well, not really. If you've just been told he's probably one of the greatest players to ever play the game, you wouldn't want him out, would you? Where Karen Brady is one of the worst directors of football in the history of football.
Oh, I'll get you.
Brady out. Simple.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen attending games at London Stadium during lockdown. I did notice, I don't think the cameras panned onto them. The directors that were in attendance against Doncaster. Have they asked to not be shown now on TV?
Probably.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Alan Day, who I think sell Mercedes-Benz in North London, if I remember rightly.
Really?
You can Google that, I'm pretty sure they do. Evening chaps, he said, it feels like 85, 86 again. Can we keep it up?
Does it? You tell
no.
me.
No.
Great show as ever last week. Question for the Boochies, Nigel and Len. Sean told us he's on GSB payroll, he puts in brackets. Is it time to give the board some credit for this? He says, I'm not keen on, but they seem to have got one thing right. He says, up the hammers, Alan Day in brackets, a tanner. You're right, Al, top man. Top 4 moment. He said, constantly seeing the team with their backs to the cameras, we're always on the front foot.
Good point.
Right. Well, so, question, boys.
Nigel, why don't you answer first?
Thanks. No.
Surely they're
simple, isn't it?
They've done too much wrong. Right. Getting any credit for one right thing. Also, what is the one right thing?
What is their right thing? What is their right thing?
Moyes, I guess.
Moyes.
What, they had him, sacked him, and then got him back again. And why did they get him back again? Because he was cheap, and the fact that he's producing is wasn't really predicted, was it? And I think a lot of it can be put down to he's got a really good staff. You look at it, I love watching like Nolan in the background jumping up and down every time he scores a goal. A lot of the stuff that's gone on in there is down to Moyes.
We could win the Champions League, we could win the Premier League, we could win the FA Cup, we could win the League Club, we could knock down Upton Gardens, rebuild the stadium, and you still wouldn't credit this board.
Well, that's not true. If they did that.
If they get Upton Park, if they build a football stadium and move us into it, and we are challenging for Champions League.
So it's all about bricks and mortar. You forget about the last 11 years if they do that, yeah?
No, I wouldn't forget about it, but I would give them credit for seeing their mistakes and doing something about it instead of blindly telling us, just get on with it, we're the best things there has ever been in football.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, so I am. You're right.
George?
No.
There you go. Short and sweet.
And George is still a youngster hanging on in there.
Just about.
Yeah, but he's been manipulated by his father.
He hasn't lived at home for about 7 years or something.
You brainwashed him.
He's old enough and ugly enough to make his own decisions.
He would get the back of your hand if he dared say something against them.
What he's seen is Uncle Sean, the way he behaves, and he just doesn't want to be like that. Don't be like Sean. So Dad must be right.
Next up is the Pontiff himself, Mr. Simon Pope. This is evening, gentlemen. How are we all feeling about being fourth in the league? Of course, unless you're listening to this like Thursday morning, people, then we're fifth. Unless Everton win tonight, then we'll be fifth already. He said, thought we were excellent last night. Everyone just seems to understand each other. Credit to Moyes. He's really turned this club around. At this rate, Scott Parker will never get his chance, he says with a wink. Ooh. That's a dig at me there, Si. So where are we with the striker situation? Are we likely to get one? Think we can do the bin dippers at the weekend, which could see us third.
Yeah. We discussed the striker situation.
I think we could win at the weekend. I don't see why not.
Yeah. I feel on top of the world today. I've wound up Chelsea fans. I've wound up Liverpool fans. I've wound up Spurs fans. I've wound up Arsenal fans. I've wound up Palace fans. You know, we're the top London club, and this doesn't come too often. So
you're like everyone at work, inclusive, Sean,
including my chairman, I had to mention where West Ham are and where they are, and you know, it's great. I love it. It doesn't happen very often. So James Reid.
Yeah, what club is he?
Chelsea. He's a Chelsea season ticket holder.
Really? No. Yeah. Still 0-0 there.
Huh? Yeah. I spoke to him. So, and we haven't spoken about Frank Lampard, but let me ask yous, twos, threes question.
No, I wouldn't have him at the club.
Right. Good. How about you, George?
It's a no from me, yeah.
And Nigel?
I wouldn't have a problem with him being manager of West Ham.
He's not good enough.
He's not good. He's not achieved anything.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hold up. What West Ham manager has achieved anything?
But he's got
David Moyes got Everton in the Champions League.
Well, so did Frank Lampard.
I think David Moyes.
Pellegrini won the Premier League.
Chelsea in the Champions League.
Yeah. I think David Moyes fits West Ham. It's a good fit. And I don't think Frank Lampard Jr. would be a good fit. I don't think he'd fit in the seats.
I think he got the Chelsea job. I think it was just as a sort of stroke of luck and circumstance that he got that job.
He got it.
He didn't achieve anything at Derby, in my opinion.
No, well, he got them to the playoff final.
Yeah, but they lost.
But if you look at where Derby are now.
But he had a team with Mount and Abraham and all these players.
Players that he brought in.
Yeah, he brought in, took on to Chelsea. And I mean, he had a good season with them last year, given the circumstance.
I think he proved enough at Chelsea that he's got the makings of a good Premier League manager. The problem with Frank is he's British, so he'll never be given a proper chance to take the club to the top or be given the one. You know, Chelsea's the biggest club that would probably hire him. It's possible down the road, I don't know, he could get the likes of Tottenham. I can't see him at Arsenal.
But, you know what? He missed an opportunity. They told him, they offered him Avram Grant to mentor him, but he had a really obvious way to bring someone in to his mentor.
Harry Redknapp.
Apparently they don't really talk.
I don't mean that's true.
Have you heard? I don't know where I saw that or heard that, but it goes back to his dad and time at the club. So
I'll ask Harry that.
I'm not sure about that, John, to be honest. I've seen Harry and Frank together. And watching Frank Jr. when he was playing still.
Anyway, it's not Chelsea podcast.
No, it's not. But you asked a question.
I know.
Finbar Mackay. Okay, the new is loose about this podcast. He says, evening, gents. Is it right that we can't do any more domestic loan deals? Well, that's been sorted because we've bought Benrahma now.
Sorted, yeah.
If so, where do all the Lingard rumours come from? The press.
There you go.
Can't see where he would fit into the team anyway. Brady out, says Finbar, who is a retired cat burglar, according to Facebook.
Oh, interesting.
There you go. So up in Scotland, the cats are now safe. Ed Hughes, as Len would say, likes a bit of squirrel. Evening, gents. He's buzzing. Can I just point out, Ed, I think you're over 30. You're not allowed to use the word buzzing. You're a bit old for that, yeah? We're supposed to be a bit more intelligent. But anyway, Ed is buzzing that cool. We're firing on all cylinders.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Sign up Moyes ASAP, as he is the first manager I can remember for years who is clearly coaching the players to act as a team and be better. That's a good point.
It is true.
The only thing I would do with Moyes is I would say he needs to get a good recruitment department in and scouting. Moyes is very well known for wanting to do everything himself. He spends a lot of time going to as many games as he can. He hasn't been able to do that of late. But he doesn't like to send other people to do his scouting. He likes to do it himself. And I think he's been a bit resistant to get a big scouting team. He wants to review the videos himself.
He's resistant. So Sullivan's going to him, right, what we need is a really big scouting team. And he's, no.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying, right. I told you it's a marriage of convenience, but I'm saying his reputation is he likes to do the scouting himself. He likes to see a player in person himself and not rely on
the
videos.
He wants to watch all the videos as opposed to Sullivan.
He's a bit of a control freak. Yeah, yeah. And I don't think he's too keen. Let me finish. He's not too keen in bringing in a director of football either.
He doesn't, right. You look at the team around him again, which I'll say it's like Pierce and Nolan. And these people are people who will be able to pick a player as much as he can. So I'm sure he can delegate some of it.
Well, they've just got to bring it to him, haven't they? What I've been told, he doesn't delegate well those kind of things. He treats it like his own money, and he likes to make the final decision.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Good.
Next
Nigel.
Question, please,
Next
Nigel.
Up, it's the show from Mr. Noland. It's his evening old show here. It's what a time to be a West Ham fan for once. I must say, it was a really good game to watch last night. And for once, I did not think we were going to lose. Ramblings, he says, top four moments he's seen. Man United away in the Cup with Di Canio. Arsenal away at Ivory 3-1. When we won and Sol Campbell disappeared at half time. Well, you must have disappeared early because we lost. We won 3-2, not 3-1. And the only downside was no beer in the ground. Yes, obviously he's talking about the last ever game at Ivory for West Ham. And then he says, Millwall away in 2003 when we lost 4-1, but we had our own train from London Bridge. And then Coventry away the same season. That was on my birthday, 7,000 fans. Oh, the theme here is I saw all these games without my wife, except one, and the one she did not attend resulted in the birth of our daughter. All right. So he saw all those games with his wife except one. And because he didn't go, they had a daughter. So if he went to the game, but she wasn't there, and because of that, I'd get a DNA test on your daughter there, no. Because something don't add up right there if that's the case. It goes on forever. He says, you may have seen I got a kiss from Belinda on Monday. I feel privileged I made the cut for that one. His son has downloaded FIFA 15 for me the other day, and we played at Upton Park. Was great and much better to play than the current one at the Thunderdome. Questions. I've cut a lot out, to be fair. I did ramble on. Do you think we'll sign anyone? I've sort of covered that. He likes the look of Lingard and the guy from Leipzig. Obviously, your spelling, Sean. It's actually Leipzig with an E. Final question. How do I get bloody space in my post? I don't know, mate. Is to a win over the Mickey Mouse's on Sunday. Short but sweet is Paul Turner. 10 years ago, yesterday, he says... half-time at Birmingham in the semi-final of the League Cup, we all thought we was off to Wembley.
Yeah, we did. I was there.
Yeah. Your thoughts on that night?
Gutted.
What year was that?
10 years ago, Sean. The clue's in the thing. 10 years ago yesterday.
The lasting memory for that game for me was, well, there's a couple actually. There was a bit of trouble outside the ground.
And it was I there? Who was there?
You weren't there, no. I went with Stephen.
Oh, did you? Right,
yeah,
okay.
And, I remember that. And also, Carlton Cole scored an absolute worldie in the first half. Like, one of the best goals he's ever scored for us. And then I think we lost in extra time from Craig Gardner or one of the Gardners.
Yeah, it was. It was Craig Gardner. We were 45 minutes from Wembley. I was... trying to look on the local bus company's website about an open top bus to take 50 of us to Wembley. And by the end of our full time, luckily I hadn't booked that bus because I was at half time so sure we were going to Wembley. I was Googling Arriva's.
Cole scored a worldie, didn't he?
Yeah, put us up. We were lucky in the first leg. I think our second goal went through the Birmingham keeper's legs. I don't think it was Joe Hart. I know he played at Birmingham around that time. I don't think it was Joe Hart who was in goal at Birmingham. But I think it was Craig Gardner turned the game for Birmingham in their favour. And we blew it. What was the actual end of the game? It was 3-3, wasn't it? Did we lose on penalties? Or I think we actually got knocked out.
We lost an extra time. We didn't go to penalties. But, I just remember we were looking pretty good, even in extra time, I think. And then I think, did we score? Or they? No, we were leading and they needed two.
Yeah,
and the minute they scored, we just looked like we couldn't kick a ball, and we were giving the ball away, and everyone's heads just went down, and it was just game over. So it was that's one of the low lights for me that trip.
Yeah, it was
one of many.
See, Abraham, how bad was he? Got us 45 minutes from Wembley.
I'll have for him.
Next up is Charlie Fawkes. Hello, boys. He says, top four moments personally witnessed. He's showing his age here, Charlie. Beating Arsenal in the Cup quarter final in 75. West Ham 4, Man United 2, 1977. He said, it was an evening game when we went a goal down in the first minute, but the place was rocking. He was at the Eintracht Frankfurt game, possibly the best night ever at Upton Park. I've been told many a time by different people. And the great Terry songs, he said, of the 70s. He said he used to get into the North Bank an hour before kickoffs. That's when it started. Knees up Mother Brown. Maybe I'm a Londoner. Liverpool slums. Kevin Keegan running out of 30,000 singing, Kevin Keegan, where's your wife? Arsh but funny. Next up, Steve Lyons says, evening, gents. Hope you're well safe. Top four moments for me were FA Cup final, 1980. The Tevez goal against Spurs still makes the years on the back of his next stand-up. Lasagna Gate beating Spurs again, stop him getting Champions League. He was sat in a Trevor Brook in lower watching some Spurs fans giving it large while being removed by the stewards, seeing go white as a ghost when the entire stand surged towards him. Now, they were good old days, weren't they? They used to walk the way fans ran past the West Ham fans, throwing out. Again, another West Ham Spurs night. This is the Carson Kitson game. 4-3, and the magic penalty being smashed in by Julian. That was a great night, actually. That was, what was that, 96, wasn't it?
What was that when?
4-3.
Was that their debut?
I don't know. I always get confused when their debut was, because they had the Chelsea game where we beat them 3-2, and then you had the Tottenham game where we beat them 4-3. I think David Owls scored for Tottenham. And then we roared back into the game.
Because they did make such a difference, didn't they, when they came?
Yeah. We were dead and buried without them.
Absolutely.
He says, quick one for Canning Town. Len, he's not here. Couldn't be bothered to join us tonight, lazy sod. Absolutely loving the goal scorer updates on Twitter. They are ace.
Although I think, well, you'll come to this later, but I have put the picture that Len's done on WhatsApp, because John doesn't have Facebook. So when you get to that point, you'll know what you're talking about. He's misunderstood your comment, Nigel.
Yeah, I did.
put weight on all of us. It doesn't really show on me. There's not much more you can put on.
To be fair, it wouldn't fit if you put weight on you. But
he's put weight on all of you because he thought you were saying that we're the top four podcasters.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. So he's done. So he's taking it out on us.
He's taking it out. So he's put weight on you.
Yes. Now. I can see it now.
Like, to be honest. Well, I did say when
I've not changed. He's plumped you up, Georgie boy. Unless obviously he's pumped into you during lockdown, and you actually look like that.
Yeah, it looks like we've had our teeth out. You're swollen.
Right, cracking on, Nicholas Harvey. Evening, gents. Brady out, gets in early. Will it be a four-hour special tonight for the top four? I'm not sure about that. He said, top four West Ham moments. He's got the FA Cup in 80, the semi-final in 2006 against Middlesbrough, the final game versus Manure, and De Canio's winner versus Chelsea, the 3rd of May 2003. At the moment, it's happy days. A manager who takes the FA Cup seriously. Fringe players who look as they want to stake a claim for the first 11. Youth getting a chance as well. How's it all going to fall apart? Or is Moyes actually changing the culture within the club for the better?
Isn't that what we think? As West Ham fans, and John will resonate with this, and I think probably Nigel, we just expect the car crash round the corner. You know, we expect to lose. You know, while I think we could turn over Liverpool, I just, you know, wait for car crash that we lose 7-0 to
Well, you sort of see that goal last night against Palace, and you think, oh, here we go.
I've just had my hopes risen too much over the years.
But then you sort of like
not to get your hopes up, you know.
But then you sort of look at that and you think, well, hold on a minute. At the moment, this ain't going to be the end of the world. So, it's going to take a long time to change our attitudes to actually thinking that we might win or achieve anything. But, you know, hopefully he is turning it around.
Be happy with a 7th place and a European Europa League little trip, you know.
See, and this is the thing for me. As I said earlier, I don't go by league placings. You know, we could finish 8th, but have 64 points. So technically, that would be more points gained ever in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Oh no! Still breaking news. This is going to really gut. Sorry for interrupting, but you're going to be really upset about this.
Go on,
Alicia.
Yes.
Hales, next level Everton after sealing loan move from West Ham.
That's old
next
news,
level up. I know it's not. It's but what? There's a picture of her in. Alicia, your favourite.
Pin-up. She's gone to Everton.
She's gone to Everton on loan. Alicia Lemon.
Oh.
I honestly don't understand what you're talking about.
She is the young lady that some people appreciate quite a lot, who plays for West Ham. She's from Switzerland. And I think she was a captain, wasn't she? And I don't quite understand why she's been allowed to leave on loan to Everton.
On our women's team, like bottom of the league.
Third from bottom.
Yeah, so Everton in the top.
Not
so why would you let a really good? I thought she was one of our best.
Probably player power, innit?
Well, she made the football look more attractive.
Mm. It's a strange one, but I don't think she's.
I'm not sexualising.
She's not. She's told Everton TV it feels amazing to be here. Everton are a really big club and have done well this season. For me, it's my first choice to come here, and I'm so happy it happened.
Cool story, bro. What's the next question, Nigel?
Yeah. I don't know. Who's a girl in play for? She plays for a football club and all. Blah, 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 blah. Who knows? All right. Lord Leonard the Cannon Town, well, he's not here. Should we put out a full strength team? Leonard did say yes. We should put a full team out.
Definitely.
Lynn had the good grace to answer a question that he was asked. Nigel's 4-0 getting the credit he deserves, or those of us who like him a lot seeing something that doesn't exist. I don't think he's getting the credit he deserves. I think he's a player that I can see being here for the next 6 or 7 years. Easily. Great player for me. Getting better and better.
He's getting better.
It's why you persevere with young players sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially young players that have come into the league and have not been brought up through our academies. Sean, you listening?
Yep.
Why does AI, Sean, insist on publishing links to the articles from The Sun when all they spout is bollocks? AI is supposed to learn.
What about AI?
Well, AI, artificial intelligence. For you,
I know what it is.
Yeah, so obviously intelligence means you learn. So what he's basically saying is that AI, Sean, i.e. the Twitter account, it just bangs out links.
Yeah.
He's banging out all the rubbish that The Sun puts out.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't. It's not AI, Sean, anymore.
Isn't it?
What you're talking about is News 24/7. Nothing to do with Sean anymore.
So it's not your account?
Well, definition of account, no. No. It's account I control.
What's your account then?
What's your account? Jesus Christ.
Well, it's not though, is it? It's an automated news aggregator.
You set it up and you let it go.
It's AI Sean.
Yeah. So it's
called West Ham 247 News. So it's not really mine.
Oh, fuck off. All right. Sorry, Nick. A waste of a question there on him. He says, on the subject of other guff, talking to Sean speaking, I must just comment on the 11 years of GSB show. All they've done is show contempt and disdain towards the history of the club and the fans, as well as demonstrating how they're simply not very good at running football clubs. Plural. See that, Sean? There you go. As always, Brady out. Stuart Ling.
Brady out.
Evening, lads. He says, top four he's witnessed. He says, bearing in mind he's still a young pup. He says, the boys of 86, two promotions recent years under Pards and the Hippo. The night we beat Bowling, this was a great night. The night we beat Liverpool in the Cup. In 88, when Ince scored that scissor kick, the atmosphere was unreal that night. Yes, Liverpool put out their reserve. Mike Hooper was in goal. Bad own goal by Steve Staunton. Tony Gow got the other goal as well as Ince got two. The cameo at Old Trafford. Quick question, he says. Given the choice come May, would you prefer either Champions League spot and the money that will bring into the club, along with the attraction for even better players to want to come and play for us next season, as well as keeping the superstars we have, but then get knocked out of the cup in the next round against the Manx, or win the FA Cup, but slip down the league in the 9th or 10th, have no... He's contradicted himself, yeah, because he's then put and have no European Cup competitions to play in next season.
But he will do if you win the FA Cup.
Exactly right. And that's why I thought he said he'd contradict himself. Well, so, he's going for the Cup. What's your thoughts?
Cup for me.
Cup for me, but any other year. If we can't go to the Cup final the year West Ham win the Cup final, which in my lifetime will be the first time ever, I don't know what I'd do, how I'd feel. Obviously, I'd be overjoyed and elated. Yeah. But
if we'd have won it in 2006 and we haven't managed to get a ticket, you'd have watched it on the telly with everyone else, you know.
Yeah, but so you managed to get us a ticket, so.
Well, yeah, it wasn't very easy, but.
Yeah, but we were there.
The chances of us getting a ticket this time round
are a lot higher. We know Sean.
I'll take a cut win.
Well, good news. Burnley have just pulled it back to 2-2.
I've seen that. Yeah. 3-2.
What do you think, Nigel?
Well, 3-2 now. 3-2.
All right. Me, it's the cup. It's the cup all day long because finishing top four, it's just fourth place. We'll have one season of Champions League. We'll go out in the qualifying rounds and end up in the UEFA Cup, where we'll be in that if we win the FA Cup. But the fans will have something to look back on. Glory, I always say, football fans, we do it for the glory. You want to see people win trophies. Players will want to look back, and they'll have a medal to look back on or to sell for their kids in the future, if so be needs it. But at least they'll have that. You know, only I think I worked out only 33 players have ever won an FA Cup medal with West Ham. It's either 33 or 36, I can't remember, but that's it. That's all that's won. So that's a select band, isn't it? Really, when you think of how many football players have played for West Ham.
Could you imagine if we won the FA Cup though and we couldn't be there?
Well, I know where I'd be FA Cup day. And it would be at Wembley. Even if I'm outside watching it on my phone.
He'd probably get arrested.
Well, apparently five autograph hunters, in brackets, were fined outside the game on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's obvious, isn't it? Stuff like that nowadays.
Sorry, I just had to. I've got something on.
Not sure they were autograph hunters, but
well, they were selling them, weren't they? Our mate Andy Sheldon. I don't know if you saw them.
Well, I don't. The thing is, I don't
exchange.
They weren't.
Andy Sheldon went. Five people travelled 20 miles to get autographs to sell on auction sites, and someone wrote to him, "Grass," and that he wrote back. I don't think George. I don't think you understand the concept of policing.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Grass, a policeman, fining people for COVID restrictions. You grass? Yeah. Don't worry about that, mate.
I don't get the... If they actually were there to collect autographs, I don't get the mentality of it.
No.
Unless they were there with flags doing something else. But then when Challenge said they were collecting
autographs. Off fireworks, that seems to be the in thing these days, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, I think they can only exercise locally, so unless they were doing that, then... Anyway, more we got, Nigel?
I don't know. Keep coming. Alan Woody Woodhouse has got a question. In the past, we failed to cash in on the likes of Antonio Payet, Lanzini and Arnautovic when their values have been high. Is there anyone you'd consider selling now or in the summer who you may feel may be at their peak in order to raise funds to reinvest?
No.
I wouldn't want to get rid of Rice. I think they've got to keep Rice. That's why I was talking about trying to get Mountain on loan just to...
Winston Reid. He's at the peak. Never play again. Winston Reid.
But the question...
Sure. The answer's for me.
No, there's no one. Move.
Player at their peak. So if someone come in and said... Give you big money. 50 no. million for Souček.
No. Move on.
No.
I wouldn't want to.
Right. Okay.
Oh. Not selling club, mate.
You're wrong now, but still. Next up, it's your mate, Sean, Gary Prince. He wants to wish you a belated happy birthday. We are fourth in the table, there's a few teams with games in hand just behind us.
Oh, who cares?
A man talking common sense at last.
Who cares? Live the moment. Live the dream. Move on.
Do we know why the broadcasters don't show a points per match table, which would be more useful? He's gone for the top 4 moments. He's got the Di Canio volley, the last match at the bowling, the away win at Mets, and the last playoff final. I'm not sure the last playoff final would be a top 4 moment for me. But he hasn't got an order. I thought that was an awful game of football, to be fair. But still.
I've got 5 more minutes.
You're talking about 5 more minutes.
I've got 5 more minutes before I've got to sort out a family issue.
Oh, right. You've got to get back the hue. Graham Farrar says, very impressive performance last night. Fighting till the end to get another goal. Very good team performance. Fornals was the only questionable player last night. Oh, not for me. He frustrates Graham. Amazing pass to create the goal and a few really good runs. He's got amazing potential, but his decision-making and lack of willingness to shoot at times baffle me. I thought Antonio was unlucky and deserved the goal for all the hard work he puts in. Next up, Sean Cronin. He says 2-0 away at Ipswich and they were bloody good in the 70s. He said Derek Owls got both. I believe that was 1978, still went down. But Derek Owls got a couple of good goals. 2-2 home to Norwich, 2 down with 8 minutes to go. Mental, he says. 4-0 away to Chelsea in 86 and the final home game. Jazz Apple, Super Jazz, says, hope you're not serious when you said you would consider Scott Parker to come in over next season.
Well, he was.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother me. He says, that's what he says. Michael Levy Jr. How you doing, Mike? Soul singing superstar of North Tenerife. We were all wrong about Moyes, weren't we? He'll admit it. We're looking organised and good. Will the wheels come off our squad? It's thin. Nigel, when was the last time we won 6 on the spin, not including the championship? And Sean, what's the best red wine to have with Manchego cheese?
I'm not a big red wine fan, if I'm honest with you.
Sean doesn't know stuff like that.
Pap.
Just pluck a name of wine out of the air.
I'm not sure when we last won 6 on the spin, including 2 cup games against lower league opposition. but I would add to the guess, because he did say not including the championship. I don't know.
That's a story. It's another story. I mean, the points per game and this one is a two stories. I picked up three stories today, so that's great.
All right. Well, quickly, the last time we won four Premier League games on the trot is not that far, actually. It was under Pellegrini.
Oh.
In 2018. Yeah, I remember. There you go. Good that story, absolute man. Donkey of a manager. Yeah, he managed it.
Moving on.
Sean's mate, Dave Baker, Chairman Dave, he says, as it was all Sean's birthday this week, what's the best West Ham birthday present you have received, he says, or bought for yourself?
West Ham present.
Yes.
That's what he said. Yeah, you're not listening?
No, he's not.
I don't know. Bought for myself.
John Oz would be the tour of the Upton Park, wouldn't it?
Bought for yourself. Yeah,
I had that. I got a cup winning signed shirt 1 year as well. With Trevor Brooking and Billy Bond signed. Get a few gifts over the years.
Yeah, no, bought for yourself. I mean, I've got a Billy Bond signed.
No, he's a gifted or bought for yourself.
All right, okay. I bought a Bobby Moore signed program. Do you remember? 1 year for myself.
Do you remember, John?
What's his name?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, who was it from?
Bobby Moore.
Well,
you got me a program for the banner that I bought from the auction.
Yeah.
You got me a program for that 1 year. That was a good gift. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got two
minutes. What you should say is, right, just keep Cunningham Lynn on the side, is the
portrait. Thank you, portrait. Sean. Well done.
See, getting back on side, he takes some weight off.
They are good, our portraits.
They are good.
Not the fat ones, though.
Right, guys, if you're going to carry on, I've got 10 minutes to sort something out. Is there many more?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to wrap it up.
I'm happy to say goodnight.
Can we carry them over? Only because I've got something to sort. And we'll carry over the remaining questions to next week. How's that?
Carry over questions this week.
Well, I'd like to think that we can beat Liverpool, and I reckon we're going to do them 2-1.
I say 1-0.
I'll say 2-0.
Do I carry on,
Nigel?
I'm going to read questions because there's still quite a few. So if you go on. Well,
you carry on your own. But,
you carry on. I will soldier on for you, the listeners.
I can't believe you're doing that.
How many more are there, Nigel?
My wife's asking questions.
Well, you go and answer it to them.
Sean, before you go, answer this, yeah, because he wants to know. It's quite. Actually, my wife says, I hear one of the panel is enjoying a new show. Can I ask what name he and the rest of you would use on stage? So basically, the new show I'm watching is Drag Race UK, which I sort of watched by accident and thought it was very funny. So I'm just finishing off the first series. The drag name I would use would be Bobby Whore. So that would be my drag name.
Right.
So can you think of any West Ham related drag names that we use?
Billy Bondage.
Billy Bondage, there you go. Put it in straight away. That's one for Sean, really. But you can have that, George. Billy Thank Bondage. John?
Paula Dick. Hard cardio.
Dick cardio. Sean, is he still there?
He's gone.
Is he gone? Oh, that's two good ones. We'll go with that next week, actually. We'll have one next. Oh, I think that's a great one. Oh, dear. Anyway, if you want to laugh, people, what's RuPaul's? He's funny. It is funny. I'm as PC as ever when I watch it anyway, so... But it is funny. I'm going to crack on, and you boys can slink away whenever you want.
How many, generally, Nigel, how much is there?
Generally?
Well, genuinely.
We've got one... we've got about three on Facebook. Or four on Facebook.
Just get through, Nigel. Go on, quick.
Quickly. Next up, Belinda Kaikitis says, "Evening, peeps."
Good evening.
For once, words foul me, which is not true because she's done the longest post I think she's ever done. So obviously, words haven't fouled her. Typical woman. Fourth, she says, probably only for 48 hours, but who cares? She says, watching football she actually enjoys. When Palace scored in the first 3 minutes, I didn't think the game over already, which is unheard of. She put question of the day, Lingard, good or necessary?
Good.
Good for me.
If it's out of those two options, good.
Yeah, good. Finally, Sunday brings on the second Liverpool fixture of the season and therefore unrest and misery in Kaikitis Towers. I sort of know where that tower block is. That's on the... on the embarking thing. And as you might remember, Mr. K and Master K, both Liverpool fans. However, this time I might just be the one smiling. She loves the show. Four kisses and happy birthday. Sean gets an extra kiss.
I hope she's right.
John Hunts. How you doing, John? It's his evening, lads. He says he's currently on a diet, but will probably put weight on with the amount of humble pie I'm eating regarding David Moyes. And then his top moments, he goes, for the first game in 1989 versus Bradford, winning 2-0 with a brace from Stuart Slater, which got me hooked. All the best. Brady out. Yes, that was just after we'd been relegated. Another Greek. Theo Athienitis, you'd like to tell me how to spell your name, Theo, but for now you're just Theo. Wow, that sounds like a Champions League lineup. Now you've heard it, you know it ain't. He's given his top four a lot of forethought, and he'd say, when we beat Norwich, you'll get his age now, Theo's age. He said, when we beat Norwich by four and Antonio got all four, which highlighted lockdown one. Highlight two would be Andy Carroll at the back post against West Brom 2018 to win 2-1. He was sat in his seat at the Olympic Stadium. Payet's free kick against United in the FA Cup. Fantastic goal that was, Theo. And his favourite was the Konchesky Cup final cross. He got to see it live at the Millennium. He was only seven. Just one question, two. Does Sean know if there have been any approaches for any of our young goalers, and Nang in particular? Sean knows jack shit, Theo. I'm sure you must have worked that out by now. Cheers for everything. Next up, it's the old Dodsy. All right, my handsomes, how you's doing? He actually puts straight to it. It's his fourth in the league. Dolphins unbelievable. We should have won 8-2 last night. Isn't it great to be a West Ham fan? Even Nigel and the maid Miriam must be positive. But probably not. Based on last week's show, Sean, the only rappers you like are chocolate rappers. And on a serious note, he says, happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed the cupcakes. And as Nigel gave you a night off Monday, hope you did what we all did best, ate, drank and got merry. Well, he's not had a drink. And to be fair, he's
certainly eating. No, he's eating.
So I'm not sure what merry bit there is.
Have you zoomed in recently then, John? Have you?
Yeah, I see.
You'd want to zoom out, wouldn't you, to be fair, to get him all in. He says, what a deal it was to prevent Snodgrass from playing against us.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, dear.
because of it, Big Fat Sam got in trouble. That's a double bubble, as Nigel and Len would say. Questions to tantalise you. What's happened to the two surveys completed by the club and Amherst United? Where are the results to be continued, Dodds? He said he loves four nails, believes his skills and work rate. That ain't a question. Do you agree, along with Suchek and Rice, he's one of the first three on the team sheet?
For Moyes, he is. I rate him, but I'm more on that side of the people saying they find him a bit frustrating. I think he's got a lot about him, and it's a bit like Bowen. There's a lot of potential in there, but at the minute, I guess
their decision making and final ball is lacking at the moment. But you know, you can see it's I've seen the improvement in Funnels this season, and I think he will only get better. As will Bowen, hopefully, as well. Because Bowen has got it, and he is quality.
He's good. He's a good Premier League player. And then he's gone to say, is Nigel's dog named after me? He does share your name, Dodsy. Yeah, we call him Dodsy. And is he registered with RADA now? He's an actor, having walked across the video screen and did a better job than Nigel, which is what happened on Amish United. My dog thought he'd pop in. For a visit. Next up is Scott Crosland. He said, evening all. You've probably waffled in about this some way during the podcast, but top four, good players, good spirit, good results. I'm not scared when we go 1-0 down at the moment because he thinks we'll nick one back. Here's a question. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
we don't know. We just don't know.
I don't think anyone knows. And he says, cheers for the storyboard, Len. It didn't get me the gig with Hanna-Barbera, though, because some hippie with a dog got it. So that's a message for
Shaggy.
Obviously it was. And then pesky kids. All right. Next up, it's Martin Payne. He says, I think we know we won't stay fourth, but would you say it's been a successful season if we finish anywhere above ninth?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do. Again, as I say, look at the points tally, not so much league positions, a funny old league. Opinions has asked, where realistically do we think we can finish? Realistically, quickly, where do you think we can finish?
Seventh or sixth.
I think we'll finish 8th or 9th, to be honest. Amma Kev says, loving all forms of the pods, gents. Thank you very much. Given our lofty league position, would you press on and get loans or loans to buy? He says, look at the impact Suchek and Rice in the middle. Oh, Suchek has made in the middle. If we lost Rice, Suchek, Antonio Creswell, we would undo the great start. So quickly, his question is, press on and get loans or loans to buy?
I would get a loan. I would get a loan to buy myself. Get a striker. Loan to buy.
I'm exactly with you there, John. I would take a short-term loan. I do like the sound of Costa, what you said. You get him in till the end of the season, maybe offering him like a one-year deal after.
Yeah, just a rolling contract. Yeah. So he just, like I say, you don't have to pay in the big money. Give him a signing on fee. If there's this thing, I just think, you know, it's an option. It would show ambition. I know it's short-termism, but we're...
No, but sometimes...
It's a weird season, isn't it?
It is, and sometimes by having players like that, they can do a lot off the pitch as well.
I just look at when we got Sheringham.
Yeah.
You know, the difference he made. You know, you look at... If you look at these sort of players come in, oh yeah, I think it'd be good. I think he'd fit well with West Ham as well. His attitude, he's a nasty player.
Mm. Yes, yeah. John Bish says, do you guys think not having the fans at games has contributed to our successful start to the season? And would we have done as well if fans had been there?
I don't know, the press like to say that and say that that's the case. I'm not so sure on that. I think there's times where, you know, a lot of the games I've watched look like training games. It's just not the effort and energy going on. So I don't really agree with that, no.
I do, actually. I think, but not specifically West Ham. I think across the whole of the league, I think the league has panned out the way it has because there's no fans in the ground. Teams are taking points off of other teams because they're playing with less pressure.
Yeah.
So I think it's concertinaing. Ben Harshaw says he enjoyed last week's midweek pod, but how deluded is Sean?
Very.
Tell us about it.
Zach wants to know if Sean would snog Nigel on camera if it meant West Ham would play Champions League football next year. Not on your life would I allow that. A big fan of Sean's on Twitter has asked, has Sean got some dignity for his birthday? He said, if not, we'll have a quick whip round.
No,
this is right. Sean, great timing. West Ham Rambles has asked if Sean got some dignity for his birthday. He said, if not, we'll have a quick
lockdown. All out, mate.
Yeah. He said, be interested to see how many versions of the payment for Ben Rama he's made up, reported so far.
I've already started that.
Yes.
So it obviously is a winter signing.
Yes.
And I'm counting it twice.
Dan 3160, 3443 on Twitter has asked this question three times because he did ask it on Monday because he's always in. He said, will Sean Senior Source be adding any more, in brackets, actresses to the board to provide his half-time entertainment at home matches?
Keira Knightley, maybe. Pixie Lock. Lot. Pixie Lot.
Sylvia Crystal.
DJ Sean.
Yes.
Nigel, how many questions are left now?
A couple.
Okay, before, let me know. I want to ask Sean a question right at the end.
Yeah. Evening, gents. Good work, says Craig O'Woolman. He enjoys the podcast. This first time comment from Craig. Is now the time to spend with good position halfway point in Billich's first season and Allardyce's last, but didn't he particularly improve the squad come January and fell away? Didn't kick on. Brady out. Sean, good time to spend now? Thank you very much for that comment there, Sean.
So was that for me?
Admiral Akbar says, any ideas why Rio presents himself as a Man United fan? No, I don't. Well, yeah, I do. He spent most of his career there and he captained Man United and on the Hammer because he did most of his best work at West Ham. He's not really known for his time at Sunderland or at QPR. And with that, I believe we have finished.
Go on, John.
Sean, are you there, Sean?
I am here, John.
Okay, a minute ago, Nigel asked a really good question.
Okay.
About.
Do you want me to find it?
What would your drag name be?
Yes, that was the question my wife asked. Because
they sit there in the evenings watching RuPaul programs.
Drag Race UK.
they come in every week, every episode. They have to dress up differently, apparently. So they all sit in the front room watching this program, and they made up their own names. What would you be your name, Sean?
Did you do yours?
We did do ours, yeah.
And what can you tell me what they are?
What was yours, George?
Billy Bondage.
Mine was Paolo Di Cardio.
I was Bobby Hoare.
Bobby Hoare.
Sean Ratcher is very trying to think of a West Ham player.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one that's humorous because you've caught me. You know, I like to
prepare for his questions.
Do you want to come back to us next week? Then
we'll
come
back out, and we'll throw it out. We'll throw it out to listeners, so listeners can comment
on names.
put it as next week's question.
So we're going to throw it out. What drag name?
Yeah,
Sean B.
West Ham related.
Yeah,
or
it could be his name related.
Yeah.
Wet.
So that's it.
And that's end of this week's Facebook Twitter question time. Yeah. Thank you for bearing with me, and thank you for everyone that
that does.
Yeah.
I've been Sean. Nigel has been.
I think we'll lose to Liverpool.
Oh, because we did ours early. John has been.
I've enjoyed myself.
And George has been.
Yeah, I've been here.
What's for dinner, George?
Thai green curry. It's just about to be ready.
Come on, you irons. Bye. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. I forgot to mention, Depart got to number one in the hit chart on iTunes and number 8 in the top 40 very briefly. I know George, Nigel likes this, and we're only 2 minutes away. So goodbye, everybody, and we're going to let Depart sing you out.
That last year, we nearly went down, so respect the rise. Grab a ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. It was broke, now I'm just trying to mend my mind. Writing lines, yeah, I'm living that detention life. Yeah, I'm living that detention life. I don't need your acceptance. I grab my ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. Yo, was moving at a good pace, they threw a spanner in the wheel. You ain't Declan Rice, don't roll with hammers in the field. But neither have I, but at least I don't claim to have. Really ain't the same as man working, got this fame to grab. Don't care about money, I just wanna be heard. I just wanna stand out, not just be one of the herd. You heard, the Depart's the realest out. Didn't think I'd chart, so can you tell me how you're feeling now? A good team, had to put feelers out like a scout. That's the realest out, can't have that conversation without us. See, I only put facts on the beat, so if this music don't pay it straight back to the street. You see, I see these men dare and attack when it's right. That's a CDM dare, are you catching these rhymes? You can buy bear packs, but ain't a match for the side. You can buy bear packs, but ain't a match for the side. No, no. Yeah, we nearly went down, so respect the rise. Got the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. It was broke, now I'm just trying to mend my mind. Writing lines, yeah, I'm living that detention life. Yeah, yeah, I'm living that detention life. I don't need your acceptance. I grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. Grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan.
By my side in a battle, only men that are noble. Smash the UK, maybe them will be global. Or at least go to Europe like the Europa League. If you're hating on me, one day I hope you see. If you hope to see me failing, then that's hopeless, G. When you combine this work ethic with the skill that I have, I got the captain's armband, yeah, I'm the man of the match. I got the captain's armband, yeah, I'm the man, lad. Long shots like J. Cole, but I ain't got a crooked smile. The way I slide in, 2 foot. It's wild, should get sent off, but the ref shook. Look into my eyes, you see that dead look? That's because I'm damaged by my youth, but I'm glad, cause that's what made me a savage in the booth. Now I find a hard beat and then I cram it with the truth. If you can't see I'm real, then put that camera there on zoom, like. Yeah, we nearly went down, so respect the rise. Grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. It was broke, now I'm just trying to mend my mind. Writing lines, yeah, I'm living that detention life. Yeah, yeah, I'm living that detention life. I don't need your acceptance, I grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. Grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan.
I'm the realest, no cap, like the letters all lowercase. If they don't know the name, I guarantee they know the face. Back then was dots and mains, block already know the place. Hit the beat with similar force to what an explosion makes. I'm colossal, I'm talking like my brother T's brand. That's why you never see me fall and only see me stand. Up for the things I stand for and I believe. And old school geezer in a pub down in East End. Tell the barman I want some crisps and a pint of Amstel. That don't mean I ain't hood, cause I am still. Pain in my life, coping more than you could handle. Search, but I still ain't found no peace like mantle. Moving all promiscuous, rocking nice Timberlands. Feeling all Milan, cause I don't know what got into man. Don't think I'm humble, cause it seems it on the Instagram. Quick two-footed slide, I could injure man. Last year, nearly went down, so respect the rise. Just a brother trying to ball like I'm Declan Rice. Yeah, we nearly went down, so respect the rise. Grab the ball and I ran with it like I'm Declan Rice. I don't need your acceptance. Grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan Rice. Grab the ball and I run with it like I'm Declan.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult. And that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best.
the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.